When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome everyone. This is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Many of us are wondering how to put balance back into our life. Exactly, especially when we can get stuck, or attention can get stuck on. Attention can get stuck on feeling anxious and living in extremes and just trying to cope with a heavy life and just the busyness of life. And so today's topic, I'll be sharing something called somatic breathwork. And this is a breathing technique that allows us to be conscious of our breath. And there's many benefits that I will be providing with this podcast. And so let's go on and explain what exactly is somatic breathwork and what are the benefits, and how do we actually benefit if we're suffering from anxiety, or we're stuck on anxiety and our attention is too extreme on anxiety, so, and not letting go, not knowing how to let go. And unfortunately some of us are just overactive and not willing to face what we need to face, and that's ourselves. So let's have a look at what exactly is it. So basically, it is a therapeutic practice that combines conscious breath techniques with the body awareness and mindfulness. Now, this is designed to help individuals access deep states of relaxation and healing by activation, the relaxation response. Here I'm going to talk about some key aspects of somatic breathwork. Number one, we're looking at conscious breathing. So somatic breathwork involves conscious, intentional breathing patterns. The emphasis is on the slow and deep and rhythmic breath that originates from the diaphragm. So our concentration is simply on the diaphragm. Full attention to that. And this type of breathing will allow us for a greater intake of oxygen, which helps to release the tension and promote relaxation. That's kind of nice. And then we move into the body awareness. In somatic breathwork, there is a strong focus on cultivating body awareness. This involves paying particular attention to the physical sensations of our body, of our emotions, and any areas of tension or discomfort in the body. Sometimes what we find is that energy stuck into that sort of parts of the body, and once we trigger it, or we have a memory of something, and it basically triggers off the emotion, and we can deactivate this emotion through being aware of our body and sensation and any areas of tension or discomfort. Now, by bringing awareness to these sensations, being really being able, to be able to be in the now of the sensation, individuals who practice this can explore a release stored tension, allowing for a deeper sense of relaxation and release, relax and release. And so another thing is mindfulness and presence. Now, somatic breathwork incorporates mindfulness practices, which is being totally aware of our senses and any movements, and it's like presence time, which involves bringing non-judgmental attention to the present moment. Now, by focusing on the breath, just the breath, and the sensations in the body, we can cultivate a state of present moment awareness. Now, this helps to quieten down the mind, reduces the stresses, and enhances relaxation, energy flow, and release. Now, when we talk about energy flow and release, somatic breathwork aims to promote the flow of energy throughout the body. Now, I'm a true believer that through the focus, attention, total attention to particular parts of our body, we can actually move energy and heal. Heal whatever's there and be with it. Actually, if you meditate, you can find that you can move energy through the body. You can feel it. It's a practice. By consciously breathing, right, and bringing awareness to the different parts of the body and holding that space there, individuals who practice this can actually release stagnant energy and promote a sense of vitality and well-being. So, and then we have emotional release and healing. Now, in somatic breath work, this can also facilitate emotional release and healing. As individuals breathe deeply and slowly, they bring the awareness to their emotions and may experience the release of suppressed feelings or emotions. That's interesting, because the more that we are pushing and not acknowledging, we're more suppressing, not feeling things, so that we are suppressing or go against the grain, as we say. We are suppressing these feelings of emotions. This isn't healthy. So through this emotional release healing, we can actually release. This can lead to a greater sense of emotional and well-being and release of the tensions and stresses in our bodies. Now, somatic breathwork is a holistic practice that kind of combines conscious breathing, body awareness, mindfulness, emotion release and activation, relaxation, and respond and promote deeper relaxation in our bodies and harmony and balance. And this healing occurs when we have ourselves totally in balance. And the body's with for us, it's not against us, we're not fighting it. And also this will bring us a well-being. It can be used as a tool for stress reduction, self-exploration, and personal growth. It's just being there, you know, being there in the moment of your breath. So let's move on now, and we're going to look at what are some of the benefits of somatic breathwork. What were the benefits? Somatic breathwork actually offers a wide range of benefits for both the mind and the body, and working sync and imbalance. So let's look at some of the key benefits. Number one, we look at the stress reduction. You know, somatic breath work can help reduce the stresses, anxiety, by activating the relaxation responses in the body. It allows the practitioner to release tension and promote a sense of calm and tranquility. Emotional healing is the second part. This is another benefit. This practice can actually facilitate emotional healing by helping you access and release deeply held emotions. It provides a safe space for processing and integrating unresolved emotions, leading to greater emotional well-being. And this is where we learn to be like not judging, learning to be there, learning to accept, learning to surrender. And this allows us to opens up cognition for processing and integrating and just leading to greater well-being. So the next one is called increased energy and vitality. I love this one. Somatic breathwork increases the oxygen circulation because your focus is on breathing. I mean, we naturally breathe, so when we are breathing naturally, we don't focus on that. You know, there's many other things to focus on, but we, you know, when we sort of go into a space that's quiet, and we give ourselves that 5 to 10 minutes to practice that somatic breath. You know, let's face it, how often do we stop? You know, we'd rather be watching TV or doing other activities. If we can only practice this, then give it some time, even to start off with for 10 minutes to be breathing. It can help alleviate fatigue and increase overall physical stamina. It's through the power of breath that we can retain serious energy back. Okay, so that's one of my favorite ones. And then we can also enhance mental clarity and focus. Let's look at that. Now, by consciously connecting with your breath, being there with your breath, somatic breathwork actually helps clear a mental fog, enhance mental clarity. You know, it can actually improve focus, concentration, and cognitive function. Why? Because if we're loose in our thoughts, thoughts is energy. Energy creates tension. Anything is called creative tension. We find that there's so much energy involved and so much energy is taken away from us. And it's no wonders that we're all, you know, end of the day, we're so fatigued and unrelaxed and totally tense. And before we know it, we just keep ordering, you know, anxiety drugs to get us through the day, to cope, whatever we do to cope. So, imagine that. What an advantage to be able to have the mental clarity and focus just through the practice of breath, the somatic breath. Now, here's one of mine that I also like. It's called improved sleep quality. Now, regular practice of somatic breath work can help improve sleep quality by promoting relaxation and reducing stress. It can help you unwind and prepare your body for a restful night's sleep. Just 10 minutes of breath work, right, before sleep will create this, cultivate this wonderful feeling of being relaxed and switching off and deleting things from your mind state or mind landscape before a good night's sleep. And then you are then preparing your body for a beautiful, restful night's sleep and totally relaxed and reducing the stress. Releasing of physical tension is another wonderful benefit. Now, some breathwork can aid in releasing physical tension and tightness in the body. It can promote better posture, flexibility, and overall physical well-being. And then we have heightened self-awareness through the deep, deep breathing and consciousness awareness. The conscious awareness. Somatic breath allows you to cultivate a deeper connection with yourself. And it increases the self-awareness, the self-acceptance, and allows you to go deeper and explore and then also enhance the self-discovery. But these are just a few of benefits. It is a powerful practice that supports holistic well-being and impersonal transformation just by practicing this. So, moving on a little bit. So, what does somatic breathwork do breathwork do to improve sleep quality? Let's go back to the sleep quality. Somatic breathwork can improve sleep quality in several ways. Number one, we'll look at relaxation responses, which activates the relaxation response in the body, which helps to calm the nervous system down. And this promotes a state of relaxation. Now, by practicing deep, intentional breathing, you can actually release the tension and reduce the stress, making it really easy to unwind and prepare your body for nice sleep. Then we can look at stress reduction. One of the main contributors to poor sleep and quality is stress, tension, thinking, overthinking. Somatic breathwork can actually help alleviate the stress by regulating the body's stress responses and promoting a sense of calm. By releasing built-up stress and anxiety through the breath, you can actually create a more peaceful and conducive environment for sleep. I remember not long ago that I tried to recondition my sleep. And one of the things I was practicing is certain types of breath work. Not so much somatic breath work, but other breath work, fire breath work. But this is really, you know, but I realized I was doing it wrong because I was actually forcing the breath. I was doing something called the fire breath. All right, that was actually exciting the nervous system. Now, this is a much more calmer, more mindful type of exercise, and they can be easily done. And this will create a peaceful and wonderful environment ready for sleep. Then we're looking at mind-body connection. Now, the somatic breathwork can help to cultivate a deeper connection between the mind and the body. By focusing on the breath and bringing awareness to the physical sensation, you can become more attuned to your body's needs and signals. Now, this increases the mind-body connection. This can help you identify and address any underlying factors that might be affecting your sleep, such as a discomfort or a tension. It's complicated to go to sleep with tension and some discomforts. It straight away relaxes the body. Relax the body to go to sleep. And doing this like 21 days consecutively for 10 minutes to 15 minutes, which isn't a lot of time at all. It's a little investment to be able to do it. And if you can do it 10% better and more of every day, we'll have this condition, a neuropath, a neuroplasticity that'll create this kind of beautiful calm state. And promotes the relaxation is another point. Deep rhythmic breathing technique using somatic breathwork can induce a state of relaxation in the body. By consciously slowing down, deepening the breath, you'll activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for the body's rest and digest response. The body needs to be rested before sleep. And this relaxation response can help you just relax more easily and fall asleep in a deeper, faster state. How wonderful that be. And then we have mindfulness and presence. Somatic breathwork emphasizes the mindfulness and being fully present in the moment, right? By focusing your attention on the breath and the sensations in your body, you can quieten the mind down and just let go of racing thoughts or overthinking or any worries that might keep you awake at night. This mindfulness practice can help you cultivate a sense of peace and create a conducive mindset for sleep once again. Now, by incorporating the breath type into your bedtime routine and practicing it during times of stress and restfulness, or restlessness, you can improve sleep quality and wake up feeling magic, more refreshed, more rejuvenated. There's so much benefits in breathwork. And now, let's ask a question. What is a relaxation response and how does a somatic breathwork actually activate it? Well, the relaxation response is a state of a deep, deep relaxation that counteracts the body stresses and respond. It is characterized by a decrease in the heart rate, blood pressure, and muscle tension. So, a lot of us have got anxiety, sometimes increase our blood pressure, right? And we panic over that. Just imagine you're practicing this, right, daily, once, twice a day. What happens is, it'll be able to naturally decrease your heart rate, your blood pressure, and the muscle tension. And I bet you wouldn't have to see the doctor as much, or having to worry that much. So yeah, it has a lot of benefits here. As well as the increased feelings of calmness and well-being, the relaxation response helps to promote the sense of balance and restore the body, you know, to calm and to a restful state. And somatic breathwork activates relaxation response by using specific breathing technique that stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system, seriously, is responsible for body's rest and digest, once I said that earlier. And response, which is the opposite of the fight or flight response triggered by stress. So we can deactivate the fight or flight response triggered by stress, right? How good is that? So now during the somatic breathwork, you engage in a deep, you know, stomach from the diaphragm breathing, where you consciously breathe deeply into your abdomen. Now, rather than, you know, shallow breathing from the chest. Now, this type of breathing activates the vagus nerve, which is a key component to parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxation form, the magic, the balancer. This is a very important point. So if we just focus, the whole idea was to focus on your diaphragm. Allow that, see that, inhale and exhale, as we're about to do a meditation on it. As you now engage in somatic breathwork, the slow and deliberate breathing pattern, that starts sending signals to the brain. It transmits a message to the brain. And it's saying to the brain, it is safe to relax. It is safe to relax. It is safe to relax. Now this activates the relaxation response, causing a cascade, you know, of physiological changes that promote relaxation, calmness throughout the body. It reduces the production of stress hormones, which is the killer, which is cancerous, which aids in cancer, which is because each one of us has an innate cancer cells. Very important point here. Each one of us has innate cancer cells, which means that if we're continuing in fight and freeze mode and we're getting stressed out and then there's nothing to repair ourselves, but only there's this hormone called the cortisol, which is basically destroying our protection systems of the body and therefore also triggering these innate cancer cells. So we need to get rid of balance out and, you know, the stress hormones. And what we do is slow down the heart rate and lower down the blood pressure and come into this wonderful, serene space. And now we'll look at how somatic breath encourages mindfulness and present moment awareness. Now, by focusing our attention to the breath, and the sensation in the body, you can actually direct, and we can direct our focus away from stressful thoughts or external distractions, which means we can give our mind a bit of a rest. And I'd rather rather be distracted by breath work than my mind looping and going everywhere and trying to solve its problems and dealing and giving this corrupt computer, the mind is a corrupt computer, to do the problem solved. Probably is it's more problematic than the solving, and it just goes looping everywhere, goes into all sorts of rabbit holes that we never come out from, which is leads us into disaster. So this mindful awareness now helps to calm the mind down and allows us to fully immerse ourselves in the present moment. I repeat that, it allows us to fully immerse ourselves in the present moment, further enhancing the relaxation response. Now, somatic breathwork activates relaxation response, utilizes specific breathing techniques to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, and promotes a deep relaxation, you know, decreased stress response, and the sense of calmness and well-being. It is a therapeutic practice, combines conscious breathing and body awareness and mindfulness, and is specifically designed to help an individual access deep states of relaxation, healing, and relaxation response. So it's beautiful, isn't it? Now let's look, here are some kind of key aspects of the breath work. We become such wonderful conscious breathers. It involves a consciousness, intentional breathing patterns. It slows us down. It comes from the diaphragm. It allows us for greater intake of oxygen, which helps release tension and promotes relaxation and increasing our daily energy. Now, body awareness. Let's talk about the body awareness. And in this kind of breathing, the somatic breathing and breath work, there is a strong focus on cultivating body awareness. This involves paying attention to physical sensations, emotions, any area of tension, discomfort in the body, and bringing about the awareness of the sensations. Again, explores and releases stored tensions in the body. And mindfulness and presence. Breathwork incorporates mindfulness practices, which involves bringing non-judgmental attention. Non-judgmental. When we're meditating, the key thing is to be able to not get involved. Detach. That's what we do in meditation. The moment we judge something, our attention goes to judgment. We grapple with it, and we're lost. It's not meditating. It's able to say, yes, I acknowledge, thank you. Move on to the next thing. Trying to get behind the thought. Because when we do meditation mindfulness, we learn to get behind the thought. We release it, we don't judge it, we let it move, just like the moving clouds. Just by focusing on the breath and the sensations in the body, the individual can cultivate, we can cultivate a state of present moment awareness. And this will help us to quieten the mind, reduce the stress, and seriously enhance relaxation. I want to keep repeating this again, energy flow and release. Somatic breathwork aims to promote the flow of energy throughout the body. By consciously breathing and bringing awareness to the different parts of our body, individuals can release stagnant energy, stuck energy, and promote a sense of vitality and well-being. And then we have this emotion release and healing. Yep. If we start breathing deeply and bring awareness to our emotions, sometimes we can actually release the suppressed feelings and emotions in our bodies. This promotes well-beingness. And again, yes, somatic breathwork is a holistic practice that combines consciousness breathing, body awareness, mindfulness, emotion release, activates relaxation responses, and does promote self-relaxation healing. Yes. It is used as a tool for stress reduction, self-exploration, personal growth. Now, if we look at it a little bit deeper now, let's look at the origin of somatic breathwork. This draws inspiration from various traditions and practices, including the ancient breathing technique from yoga. Meditation, modern therapeutic approaches, incorporates the elements of disciplines such as holotropic breathwork, rebirthing breathwork, and vivation. Then we look at the benefits. We cannot emphasize enough on the benefits. Benefits. Somatic breathwork offers a range of potential benefits for individuals. And these may include stress reduction, increased relaxation, improved physical, mental well-being, enhanced self-awareness, emotional healing, and a greater sense of connection to the self, to oneself, and others. We are more relaxed. We're more present with people that we talk to. We're not pushing them away. We learn to be patient through meditation and mindfulness. And we're not triggering. We're not hyperventilating. You know, and this can be the benefit can be also serve as a tool for personal growth and self-exploration. You can learn to self-explore ourselves through this, given the time and practice. Now we look at the sessions. Somatic breathwork sessions are typically facilitated by trained practitioners who create a safe and supportive environment during the session. But it often lasts between 1 to 2 hours duration session. If you ever get a chance to explore this, go and do a somatic breath session with somebody, individual or someone who's a facilitator. Individuals lie down comfortably and engage in specific breathing techniques through guided by the facilitator. And through their supervision, they'll allow you to explore yourself on a deeper level. Breathing technique. Somatic breathwork utilizes various breathing techniques to activate the body's relaxation response, stimulate self-healing. The techniques may include deep diaphragmic breathing, circular breathing, breath holds called the gap of the death between the breathing in and out, and specific patterns of inhaling and exhaling. They can be temperament, they can be quick, they can be low. That's all designed to put more air oxygen into our body. And then the practitioner guides the individuals, guides us through these techniques, ensuring that they feel safe and supported throughout the process. And then last bit, we're looking at integrations now. After some breathwork sessions, individuals are encouraged to allow time for integration. This involves reflecting on the processing, the experiences, emotions, insights, and what might have arose for them during the session. Integration can also help individuals assimilate the benefits and practice into their daily lives and make any necessary adjustments or changes. Normally, the practitioners are trained and certified practitioners undergo certain training, develop the necessary skills, acknowledge to facilitate sessions. The areas that will probably have to study may vary in length and content, by often cover topics such as breathwork techniques, anatomy, physiology, trauma-informed approach, and ethical guidelines and client facilitation skills. So it's important to note that during the somatic breathwork, it's a valuable tool for personal growth, well-being. How it's not a substitute for medical or psychological treatment. It might be advisable to go and consult your healthcare professionals. This is not the space where something you need more work. And only if you have pre-existing medical, mental health conditions. So I hope this provides you with some deeper understanding of somatic breathwork. So this is where it is. So let's get into another question. Why is it so important to allow time for integration? Let's talk about the element of integration after somatic breathwork. Allowing time for integration after somatic breathwork sessions is important, right? There's several reasons. One is processing experiences. Can bring a range of experiences, emotions, and insights. Integration allows individuals to reflect on, process their experiences, helping them to make sense of what arose during the session. It provides an opportunity to explore any new understanding, gain clarity, the aha moment, and integrates the lesson learned in their daily lives. And not only that, it's such a beautiful practice. And then you got the emotion release. Breathwork can sometimes trigger the release suppressions. Emotions are unresolved issues, yes. Compounded unresolved issues, even from generations and then, you know, generational traumas. Integration time allows individuals to navigate these emotional releases in a safe, supported environment. And they can explore the emotions that emerge during the session, express and release them in a safe space, and gain a deep understanding of the emotional landscape. So you're there in the moment of it, of this kind of expressing and learning to be there with your emotions instead of pushing them and not giving them time to resolve or to work on them. No wonder they still keep coming back and forward to bite us in the bum, because we haven't done the work. And this is one way that we are doing the work. Now, integration into daily life. How do we do this in our daily life? So the breathwork sessions often bring about shifts in awareness, yeah, and perception. The personal growth, allowing time for integration, enables individual practicing to kind of simulate these changes into their daily lives. And it will provide like an opportunity to explore how the insights are gained and the experience during the sessions can be integrated into a relationship, work, overall well-being. Think about that. How important it is to be calm, relaxed, non-responsive in a relationship or at work with your family members. To fully be able to be, to see someone, to hear someone, acknowledge someone, and give them that time, because we're more relaxed. When we're not triggered by anxiety, anything like that, we're actually present. Most of the people that are got a lot of stress in their lives, or anxiety, they're not even here. They're not there. They're kind of just in themselves. Unfortunately, this is what we're trying to do in anxiety coaches, is to help people kind of integrate all this knowledge and then get them to a balanced state. So self-care and self-regulation, reflection, integration, time after a breathwork session can promote self-care and, you know, self-reflection, look into it. It encourages individuals to prioritize their well-being, take time for themselves out, start caring for themselves instead of being so out there doing the wrong thing. There's too many things that are distracting for us that takes us away from our well-beingness. And this gives us a chance to take some necessary time out to rest, to rejuvenate, to nurture ourselves, to come back, to call up, come back to the natural, come back to our center, come back to the point beyond our thinking, behind ourselves, behind our ears, behind our mind. Now, it allows for self-reflection on the sessions. The individuals have a journal, a personal journal to journal with, and any shifts or changes that have occurred, they will be able to document and make more sense of it. Because sometimes when we are in cognition, we don't get the information, and we don't get the information until later, until it all sinks in, and there's some coding that might happen on the moment, or might take some time after the event. During or we've integrated work. So grounding also and stabilization. Let's talk about that. Breathwork can also induce the altered states of consciousness through breath. Through the fire breath or the various breaths mentioned earlier, it can induce the altered state of consciousness. It's like a high. of intense experiences. Integration time provides an opportunity to individuals to ground themselves, stabilize their energy after the session. It allows the nervous system to recollaborate and then return to a balanced state. That's what it's all about, ensuring a kind of smooth transition back into daily life. Let's look at integration after somatic breathwork sessions. Look at the full benefits and experience. It kind of supports integration, new insights, emotion processing, personal growth, and while also promoting self-care grounding. That's it there. So now, for the rest of the remaining time, I would like to take the opportunity to take us on a gentle meditation relating to this wonderful topic, somatic breathwork, somatic awareness. Yeah. Okay. All right. I would like to invite you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.